Teenagers say changes to the NCEA qualification have helped ease the pressure on them. Principals are also backing the government's decision to give students extra credits and lower the threshold for university entrance. They say it recognises the enormous disruption caused by COVID and other illnesses this year. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The government has decided schools can again award students extra credits to recognise learning they've done, but which has not been formally assessed. They can give one credit for every five a student has achieved, to a maximum of eight extra at levels 2 and 3 and 10 at level 1. For Orewa College Year 12 student Olivia McMichael, the announcement has come at just the right time.
I've actually been in lockdown just a week ago from COVID, and it's much harder to catch up on my schoolwork. So it's a bit of a stress relief getting these extra credits.
Another Orewa student, Jordan Davies, says she's on track to get her qualification, but the changes take the pressure off.
Yeah, it would definitely make me feel a bit more comfortable, not stress so much about if I don't think that I have put enough time into something, I won't be so stressed out.
Their principal, Greg Pearce, was one of several leaders of regional secondary principals associations who wrote to the government 3 weeks ago calling for action on the NCEA. He says finding the right solution is not easy, and most principals will be happy with the changes.
For a lot of students, obviously, it means one or two standards that they might not now complete, that they otherwise might have been at a high stress level to complete. I think this will ensure that both staff and students have got an increased level of confidence that we will be academically successful this year.
Another who signed the letter is Karen Brinsden from the county's Monaco Secondary Principals Association. She says the timing is spot on.
We've only just started term three. We've got school exams for most seniors coming up in about 6 weeks' time. So this is an ideal time to stop, have a look at what credits have been gained to date, factor in these learning recognition credits, and for students to set goals to get them to where they need to be to reach their goals.
But she says those schools with particularly bad absence rates in recent months might need more help.
For some schools, I'd still have the question, is this enough? And because every school's unique and every school's got its own unique challenges in the Auckland region, for example, within Counties Manukau, it's a wide range on the continuum. So it's still going to be down to each school whether this is enough to get them where they need to be.
The changes also affect university entrance. Instead of requiring 14 credits in each of three subjects, students need 14 in two subjects and 12 in a third. But Grant McMillan from James Cook High School in Auckland says the way credit values are calculated for most subjects means they can't add up to 12.
There is almost no way you can only get 12 credits in the vast majority of subjects. So for many students, university entrance, what's been offered actually makes no practical difference at all.
He says more changes might be needed if this term is as disrupted as terms 1 and 2.
That is John Gerritsen there on changes to NCEA.